Not the boring, generic, milquetoast stuff coming from the network in Connecticut.
I describe him as the best, obviously.
Kattles.
He throws it out there, speaks his mind, that's cool.
And Rami.
He's supposed to make people laugh. He's just an expert at it.
Kattles and Rami.
Live and local in the afternoon.
Sactown Sports.
And welcome in to Kattles and Rami. I am not Kattles nor Rami, neither are you Kattles nor Rami. What's up, Jay Johnson?
What's up with your big time?
Ops!
My boy Operational's in the building.
How are you?
Oh, man, it's always a beautiful day when we're here and present.
Yes.
It's always a beautiful day when I'm alive and kicking.
Yep.
It's definitely a beautiful day when I'm rocking with my guy, Jay Ross.
Did you have a wonderful Father's Day?
I did, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
as a proud father?
Yes, yes. And yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Loved it, man. It's one of those things where do you do a lot compared to do you sit back and relax compared to do you do nothing, right? It's kind of three levels to it all.
What would be your choice?
I kind of did all of them.
Okay.
I try to mix it, you know, put the puzzle all together, right? Man, beautiful Saturday evening, man. I met with a bunch of my friends, all proud fathers.
Cool.
Got together.
Yeah.
Something that we don't do enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrated.
Here locally or roughly? Yeah,
yeah, locally. And went out and had a fantastic dinner and some drinks after.
Stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Come on now. People that I've known for eons and many moons, you know, knee high to a grasshopper's tie, as they would say. And then Sunday had a fantastic day, went out to the Crawdad Festival
in Ileton. Yeah. That's still going. I haven't been in that years.
You know, they brought it back.
Because I thought it was gone.
It was. They brought it back, man. So went out there and, you know, hit
them
up.
Was it packed?
It was jumping.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm talking about nose to nose in that joint,
It's probably 10 years, maybe more for me. But, yeah, that was pretty popular before.
It was, man. I used to, and it still is.
Oh, good.
I used to go out all the time as a youngster with my grandmother, great-grandmother, grandfather. And then yesterday, you know, as I put an extended Father's Day weekend, mm-hmm. man, I just chilled and relaxed, put the feet up, brother. How about yourself?
Nice. So I had a unique experience this weekend, which was good. It worked out well for me. It was a quick trip, but surprised my wife. It's going to be our anniversary this coming week.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Mrs. Ross.
22 years.
Woo. And, half my life. Over half my life, dear brother.
Oh, don't
I
say
just
that.
Want you to feel young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When's the date of your anniversary? Ballpark it. Because my birthday is this Friday, and that's
we miss
my
it by a day. Or
okay.
2 days. Wait, let me see. Friday's what, the 24th?
23rd.
Oh, no, same day.
Yeah. Wow, that's funny. Your anniversary is literally my birthday.
Okay, well, first of all, let me give you a little game here, Kyle, as we move forward in your life. You never ask a man dates,
or a
brother.
Woman. Or no, dates, yes.
Yeah, you never date. Never
what are the chances that it's exactly my birth date, like on the day?
Do you know what time you were born?
I was early morning.
Okay. Wow.
J. Ross, you sharp, brother.
Yeah.
That means you got married the day Kyle was born.
Yes.
So you could have, you probably were post him. You probably got married later on
yes,
the day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So Kyle was born.
Afternoon, evening.
And
afternoon.
You were jumping in the room giving kisses.
Yes.
Wow. Smooching
down.
Yeah.
Sorry to derail
so
the show.
Levels.
That's
no.
just an incredible coincidence.
It is.
It's not like, oh, a random day. No, I turned 22 on Friday.
Yeah, it's that day.
And it's your 22nd anniversary.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That is crazy, man.
So the... Anyway, when the pandemic started, like right at the beginning, like serious lockdown when we weren't, you know, going anywhere. We were, what, it was like me and you and Chris at the station at that time. No one was ever here.
No, say that one more time.
Me, you, and Chris at
okay.
the station.
I just
right?
want to make sure that the people
it.
Up top
oh, yeah.
understand and hear
like,
that.
We were opening the door and closing the door.
Okay,
no one else
I'm
was
just
in
saying
here.
Now.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Chris. Say
much.
That one more time.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Every day
yes.
we were here.
One of few of like five people in this building.
Yeah, if even that.
Yeah, hopefully their powers that be are listening to
yes.
that.
All right. So, anyway... combination of that coming up, but when the lockdown started, you know, we weren't going anywhere. And so mm-hmm. my wife on the weekend would find, you know, likes to go to church. She's Catholic. I'm not Catholic, but I, you know, have my own beliefs and all that stuff anyway. So she needed to find a mass to follow. And so now we're, you know, YouTube, we can find anything. And she found one out of Boston.
Mm.
And because of time zone and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, fell in love with the priest. He's awesome. Even to me, I'm like, oh, I watch sometimes because he's really engaging. He's very good, funny, and says, you know, hopefully some good things that everybody would like to hear.
Yeah.
So at some point, I know she's got to go there. She's got to go see him and go to this church because she's now been doing it since, you know, things have eased up and people are back and about.
Yes, sir.
But So that weekend was this weekend. And so part of it was we just told her, pack a bag. We're going to the – we're just leaving. We're going for the weekend. So we drove down to San Francisco, flew to Boston Friday night. Saturday was supposed to go to Yankees Red Sox at Fenway. That game was rained out.
Yep.
But the makeup was Sunday. We had time after we went mass, met the – I mean, it was just great. We met the people we needed to meet. Had time to go to the first of the two of the doubleheader and then flew home.
Dude, that's big time, brother.
So it was a good surprise. She had no idea it was coming. Yeah, that worked.
Straight up, man. Yeah. Shots out to you, big time. Man, that's a beautiful thing, brother. Yeah,
it worked out.
Wow,
well.
Except for
my Yankees
great.
Lost.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter, man. Yeah, they're going to win that division. Don't worry about it.
Maybe not. Maybe the Rays.
They don't win that division.
But she had a wonderful time. I had a wonderful time. Flying cross country is a long time.
It is,
especially
brother.
Coming back
is longer. I just came back from New York last month for my birthday.
Right.
Same thing. I was
just
like,
takes
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I could have flew to England.
I go, did we make a stop that I didn't know about? We're still going?
Very true.
Especially when you look at the map. Like, they give you the guide, and sometimes you flick over from the 10 movies you watch.
Yes. Like, and you see your flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Nebraska? Come on. Did we go backwards? What happened here? All right, so we got a big show for
today.
We are going to go for till 6 o'clock, and we're going to have a lot of draft talk, NBA talk, rumor talk, and all our draft coverage, of course, is brought to you by our folks at Power Business Technology. For all your business equipment needs, contact them at 844-POWER-BZ or go to powercopiers.com. And, Jay, we will have Bob Chira, Bobby G.
Bobby G.
HoopObsession.com is his website. Yeah. He does it differently than most others. Everybody kind of has their mock drafts. He has it his rankings, who he likes. He'll explain that. He's going to join us at 4.
What's your hot beating for?
Yes.
That's the real BG.
That's right. I know you're going to ask him about shoes. I saw that tweet.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. But before we kind of get too far, we know the draft's 2 days away. Basically last season ended. This is kind of the next season, and the offseason is so much fun with the NBA with the free agency 10 days away. There are some Kings news. Lindsey Harding is now going to be the new coach of the Stockton Kings.
Come on now, replacing B-Jack.
Tough
Bobby
shoes
Jackson.
To fill.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
It's a job that I feel like people don't have for a long time, but there's a reason for that. I mean, these are people that want to become head coaches or test their coaching ability, and Lindsay's been in this program with the Kings for a while. They obviously think highly of her. They're going to give her an opportunity in Stockton. The other news associated with that, Paul Johnson was the general manager there. He's going to slide into an executive role with the Kings, and Anjali Ronadive is now going to be the general manager of the Stockton Kings.
Man, look, everybody is moving on up, brother. They're climbing the ladder. Opportunities galore. That's normally, and you touched on it, that's what the NBA offseason allows people to do, is have opportunities and things to do. That was a little different than last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lindsey Harding was on the backside of the bench under Mike Brown. And, what was that? Was that you?
What?
Did you hear that?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
My feet off the rails.
I was about to say, we have another earthquake around here again.
No. No, we're good.
Yeah, but, congratulations to both of those young ladies. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to Paul Johnson, my cousin. Anybody named Johnson,
yep,
we got to be related
reunion.
In some form or fashion.
And make sure you bring an item to the picnic.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bring something aside.
Yeah.
Or,
not just chips.
Don't bring the chips. Don't bring the two liter. Bring a side. Absolutely. Or a dessert.
Yeah.
But, congratulations to all three of those people that's been already tied within the Kings organization in one form or fashion. Obviously, when Mrs. Ronadive, being the daughter of Vivek, the majority owner of the Sacramento Kings, Lindsay being the coach, and Paul Johnson being the general manager of the Stockton Kings and, part of the front office down there at Golden One.
I know when Anjali was first mentioned as assistant GM, that got a lot of pushback, and I get it. You can totally understand.
Yeah.
My thought on that was, because right away you're like, where's her experience? What does she know?
Sure.
All fair criticism. That's
absolutely
totally fair.
Very true.
But to me, I said, look, this is how I operate. I give everybody a chance, and then if they put in the work, and I don't have enough information to back this up, but obviously this seems like an organizational thing. Sure, there could be some nepotism here, but she's had some time, and I know she's been at pre-draft stuff in Chicago and other things. Look, if people put in their time and they get their work, then they get their experience. They get rewarded, and you're rewarded.
You know, one of the things, and I was just speaking to somebody yesterday that made this point that we all know. You can't have an experience unless someone gives you an opportunity to gain experience,
right?
And so as much as you said, there's some nepotism, powers that be, they can make some moves. And, it's who we hear about it quite a bit, who you know, not
correct.
What you know. But you still have to know something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of it is, look, go gain some experience. If you prove it, move on up. It looks like that's what we're getting with all three of these, you know, individuals. And, I mean, look, we just wish them the best, at least for me, me and myself, and it sounds like yourself as well.
Yeah, no ill will. I hope they do the best that's best for everybody, for them, for the Kings, for the Stockton Kings, even for the Kings as well. Speaking of the Kings, we got a lot to discuss about them. When we come back, though, so many NBA rumors. What we do know, especially since we've been gone, Bradley Beal's got a new team, Draymond opting out, what all these things mean. We've got all that coming up.
Zion's coming to Sacramento. That's what you're telling me?
Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, I was just asking.
Okay. We'll find out. We'll unpack that. It's Cattles and Rami, Jason and Jay. We are in this afternoon here on Sactown Sports and SactownSports.com.
Live and local in the afternoon.
They always keep you on edge.
Cattles
and Rami
on Sactown Sports.
Jason Ross, Jay Johnson in this afternoon here on Sactown Sports. We go till 6 o'clock again. Bob Gerald will join us at 4 o'clock. A lot of NBA hoop draft conversation coming your way. But, Jay, the NBA rumors never stop, and some of these are now no longer rumors. Over the weekend, Bradley Beal is going to become the newest member of the Phoenix Suns. It's kind of done. I guess things could still fall through, but they're trying to finalize some of the pieces, maybe even make it a little bigger trade. But how about your initial reaction to hearing the name Bradley Beal, who was also rumored for the Kings, but Bradley Beal going to Phoenix?
I like him. Mm-hmm. I said last week with KG, Kevin Gleason, that, by the way, I'm on a movement to Whitey's got to be KG. He's Kevin Gleason.
The original KG?
Yeah, we got to go KG.
I mean, KG's kind of taken already,
isn't it? Doesn't matter. There's many more.
KG, he's the original KG.
Right, KG,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
And we got BG, KG.
Yeah.
Love Bradley. Would have thought he would have fit perfect here in Sacramento from my standpoint. I'm looking at Bradley as a two for many other teams, and I also believe he can be a one on many other nights. Excuse me. And for me, when it goes to Phoenix, I think he just fits in properly. Like, Devin's going to have the ball. Mm-hmm. One thing about the three big guys, or four if they keep Ayton, all of them don't need the ball in their hand to be, you know, potent.
Mm-hmm.
Lethal. I think Bradley is, again, one of those people that fits in to the mold of what most people probably want at this point in time. Someone who can shoot it, someone who could create their shot, someone who's kind of got a little attitude about them, you know, played in the postseason multiple times, all-star, all-NBA, all those type of things. He fits perfectly for me when it comes to the Suns. I know, you know, there's only one ball that goes around, but one thing about Kevin Durant, one thing about Booker is, and they've showed, you know, Chris Paul had the ball in his hand quite a bit. And even though he was hurting many different times, he still got his money, you know, he still got his points. And one thing about it is his campaign's going to make it happen, too. If he's the next person to step up, I would imagine he probably still comes off the bench if he's around. But I love what Bradley Beal brings to the table. I think people have forgotten how good Bradley Beal has. And, of course, it's because he's in Washington. And the other part about it is off the court has kind of taken over what Bradley has become known for more than on the court. You know, and I'm starting to think that Dame Lillard's kind of reaching that point where it's like, this is the same story every offseason. Mm-hmm. But Bradley's a beast, man. This dude's averaged 30 points twice.
Yeah, that was my thoughts on him. When the rumor came up last week about the Kings, I think there were a lot of people that immediately were like, nope, too much money, not interested, not an area of need. And I said,
come on, man.
There might be bigger priorities for the Kings. And I don't know that I wasn't necessarily in on you have to get him, but if you did, the team would have been better.
Yes.
And, it, of course, all of it would have mattered on what you gave up. But I think people forgot exactly what you said, Jay, that, I mean, this has been a multi-time All-Star.
Yeah.
A guy that not only people like 20 a game, he scores 30 a game sometimes and averaged that before. Just a gifted shooter. And I think some of the negatives were, one, contract. Okay, well,
sure.
I mean, unless it cripples you going forward, I think that's a problem. But if it doesn't, and I think teams figure it out as you go along. The other part is a lot of people look at the games played. And
sure.
I think – personally, I think he lost some interest when his teams were derailed. So I think, you know, it's not different than DeMarcus didn't really finish seasons. Fox, the last couple of years before this one, would miss the last 10 to 15.
You're come
like,
on now.
All of a sudden now he's playing 57. That doesn't look as good, but they were there this year. He's playing high 60s, 70 games, 70 plus, whatever he played. So I think if he's in a winning culture, I think he's in play all the time.
Yep.
He's gifted. He's good. And I think Phoenix was a problem before. I still think they're a problem.
Yep.
Now, they may have some – they're not flawless. I don't know that they're going to win it. If they get matched up with Denver again, they still can't stop Jokic. But they're going to be able to throw a bunch of scoring at him. I mean, Phoenix kind of went for it. I think it makes some sense. And I was more in on the Kings trying for him. I like that they were in on it. I'm not hurt that they didn't get him.
True.
But I was differed than a lot of people like, no, you just can't go after it. That's a bad move for the Kings. I didn't think it was.
Yeah, I think a lot of cats read the tea leaves in the NBA and the reports. And, you know, we're also in a point of where analytics really speak to a lot of people. You know, I'm always the person that I trust my eyes 9 times out of 10. I trust what I see. I trust what I know or what I believe I know. Don't get me wrong. Analytics, you know, they can show certain things. You know, after you're habitually this type of player, you habitually do this most of the time. But I do think there are some you know, statistics that kind of show a different story a lot of times. And a lot of people just buy into that because we're living in that world where, for me, I know it. I've seen it. I can feel it. I've been there. I've watched Bradley Beal. I know dude's a baller. I know he gets it in. And like I said, I know what he's brought to the table for Washington, basically an underachieving organization and team for the last however many years you want to count, 20 years when it comes to, you know, maybe minus a few years. And guess who was part of those a few years? That would be Bradley Beal.
Right.
And there's a reason why this guy had a no-trade clause. There's a reason why, as we talked about, he's got multiple awards next to his name. It's not by, you know, that's not fake. As much as people around here in Sacramento cry and talk about and wish and hope to see what De'Aaron was, all third NBA team and Domas, and we want our respect, then it's the same thing. We got to look in the mirror and give Bradley Beal's respect too. You might not want him, just say that, but you can't tear him down when he's already accomplished things.
And that's generally what people do when they don't want something or don't like a trade. They pick apart. They tear it down. This is what he is, and this is, he makes too much money. This is, you know, his win percentage. The irony of it, I think, is that, again, it's not foolproof, but Vegas has put them as the number one team to win, Phoenix. A lot of people think this is the team to beat. Yet, and that's because they added Bradley Beal as well as having. Whereas if the Kings got that, I think they would have been considered one of the teams to beat. And Kings fans, a lot of them would have been like, well, I don't want Bradley. You would have been considered one of the teams to beat because you've got a elite talent on your roster that you added to a very. I'm assuming you're not losing Sabonis and Fox.
Right.
Now,
and I'm hoping Keegan too, but who knows?
Right. And that was what the other reports were. The Kings were refusing to give up on Keegan, which I completely understand that. We'll kind of get into some of that later, but it's just. You know, to get someone great, you got to give up some things. And Phoenix was in a unique position where Chris Paul was available, and Washington is kind of in a spot where there looks like they're redirecting. I don't even think they're going to keep Paul at all and just move on from him quickly.
Yeah, reports are that they're looking for, and that's part of what you talk about, they're looking for a third team to intertwine into this trade so Chris Paul can have maybe a little more leaning room or, you know, maybe a spot he wants to go. But from all reports, it just sounds like Chris Paul is going to be bought out. And Washington has already come out, you know, reports have said that Washington will buy him out, will buy out his contract. That's a nice piece of change to be buying out. I take that up front. Not saying that Chris Paul needs it, because, I mean, look, he's out here doing Allstate commercials and everything else. But if that's the case, then that lets me know that Chris Paul on the back end is trying to go somewhere else, right?
On the cheap.
Come
on now.
There it goes. And so if I would have took the opportunity, and it sounds like the Kings did. You know, Chris Haynes reported a couple people that the Kings picked up the phone and did their due diligence and made the phone calls with Bradley. It didn't work out. Chris Paul, like you said, was in a peculiar position, and sounds like the the no trade clause was waived because he doesn't mind going teaming up with D Booker and Kevin Durant.
And we don't know exactly what's real, but what was reported is he would have been interested in the Kings. He seemingly was interested in Miami. And he ends up landing in Phoenix.
Yeah.
The Kings are in that company now, Jay.
Ooh.
That's the thing to me that stands out.
It popped in my mind when you said that.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, we're in those conversations that a guy, the only no-trade clause player in the NBA, is willing to waive that clause.
I'll go there.
I'll go to Sac Town.
Yeah. And that's, I know, it's quick to me. And I know 16 years is not quick, but it's really the last year did that.
Yes.
Because it's not the previous mess that they've been in that they were trying to get out of, and they finally got out of for 1 year. Let's hope it lasts. But it's in one season, to me, basically, they redirected that.
Stability.
Yeah.
The Kings have, in a season, 365 years, excuse me, days, in a season within that year of calendar, they're stable now? That's what, I mean.
I'm knocking on all the
They're stable.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
The Kings are stable enough to have an all-star, multiple-time all-star, come and say, look, I don't mind going to play with Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk and work under Mike Brown.
Hey, think of it what you will. I know when Dwight Howard first said it, what, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, like, oh, that's I'd like to come back in the league and play for the Sacramento Kings. I mean, that was carefully targeted, but sure. I mean, Dwight's played for basically everybody, but him saying that, Beal willing to, on a newbie rumors, other rumors, like, Kings have done something pretty quickly here. It's
stability,
nice.
Stability, brother. Yeah. Stable is a beautiful thing. A foundation and a base. You can't go wrong with that, Ops.
It is, but we're going to rock that base with rumors. All this stuff that's just out there that is it true? Is it not? What are some of these rumors? Is Zion really on the move? Could Dame be staying? We got to go through these NBA rumors. We do that next here on Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Headlines.
I'm Simone with your Sacktown Sports headlines. Through the weekend, Washington Wizards now finalizing a dynamic trade deal to send three-time All-Star Bradley Beal to the Phoenix Suns for a package including Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, and several second-round picks, sources told ESPN on Sunday. Speculation suggests that Washington and Paul could agree to a contract buyout, allowing him to become a free agent. Even today, the reconstruction continues in Washington. As we learned earlier, Wizards forward Kyle Kuzma has declined his $13 million player option and will become a prominent feature in the free agency landscape. For the latest details on who's in the free agent pool this summer, as always, head to SacktownSports.com. And finally, the San Francisco Giants on a heater as they rallied past the Padres 7-4 on Monday night for their season-best 8th straight victory.
High drive! Right field! It is out of here! And we are going home!
It's 229, which means it's time to check out Capital Casino, conveniently located at 411 North 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. I'm Simone. Those are your Sacktown Sports headlines. Welcome into Cattles and Rami with Jay and Jason.
One brings Maklof magic, while the other, we're still trying to figure that out.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
No Cattles or Rami today. Jason Ross, Jay Johnson, hanging out here. A couple days before Kyle's birthday and my anniversary.
And your anniversary, that's right. Get a love where it's due.
What's that?
Give the love where it's due.
Actually, now that this date is hitting me, it should have before. Today, June 20th, the late, great, my father, Sam Ross, would have been 79 today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Shouts out way too early. Yeah, way too early.
To Pops.
Yeah.
Got you on a UCLA bandwagon.
Sure did. Man. Sure did.
I know he was a great man. Didn't have an opportunity to meet him, but that was his downfall right there.
God, Jay.
Downfall.
Now, Simone, you had the right reaction.
You should have sent. He should have sent you over.
Back here.
Jay, I'm not a violent man.
I know you are.
But we almost had something happen.
I know, man.
What was that wrong with for him? Don't tell me that other school down
there. Of course. You know where it's coming.
No. You don't like them.
No, absolutely.
Because I would say you would have told me that before. Then we would have. Yeah,
just on my Chris Reliable movement today. You know, we got to throw a little hate,
close to him.
A little hate for UCLA out there. Yes. I actually don't mind UCLA.
Yeah.
Beautiful campus.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful campus. I'm surprised you didn't go there. You chose to go the opposite way.
Yeah.
You've jumped around, brother, when it comes to colleges. It's very interesting how you, we know you as a stinger up guy, but you didn't attend Sac State.
UC Davis,
you went to the rival.
Ooh, let's go, UC Davis.
You know, that's. How does that work? How do you live with yourself on a daily basis?
Easily,
Jason? Okay,
very smoothly.
Does anyone have any hate for you?
At the beginning, my roommates, my friends that were still connected. I mean, I was like, "What are you doing?"
Right,
like that was hard to comprehend. The first couple years that I was working for Sac State was difficult, but now I'm so far in, way too many more connections. I have nothing against Davis at all. Great.
So, are you turning your back on your diploma?
I guess so.
Okay,
I don't even know where it is.
Jason doesn't need his diploma anymore.
Yeah. I put that thing on eBay about 7 years ago.
I graduated last year. I barely need my diploma.
That a boy.
Man.
That's what I'm talking about. I just want to see which way you were going.
If Oklahoma calls you.
Yeah.
That's your biggest rival, right? Texas?
Yes, yeah. Or A&M. It's probably A&M.
Which one? Which one makes you like?
A&M.
Okay.
All A&M's the worst.
Interesting.
Yeah, so A&M calls Jay Johnson and says, we've got this job. It doesn't even matter what the job is, but we want to bring you in. It's going to be an amount of money that makes you think.
Okay. And, so you're telling me Sac State's paying grease in the pods very well. Not the I see where you're
we're
going.
We're talking about different situations. And they say, Jay, we want to make it right.
Yes.
We want you to be an Aggie. Come on home to College Station. You, your family.
Have you been to College Station before?
I have not.
Okay. Brian, right next to a College Station. Brian's like Fairfield, Vacaville,
okay.
right next to each other.
Is that a nice place to stay? Yeah. Okay.
It's no Austin.
But the job is there. Whatever the job is, something that would intrigue you. The money definitely would intrigue you. Your answer is what?
No. The only thing that probably wouldn't, because College Station, Brian's in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
I would say.
You're paid well. You're going to spend the next 30 years of your life here comfortable.
I would say the only thing would be if it had something to do with baseball, like coach or something.
Okay. Okay. You're coaching the baseball team.
Maybe. I think twice about it.
Because that's not a yes today.
Texas A&M, man.
Today.
Hate them.
They say, you know, I know there's no college. Jay, you're a guy. We've just heard about you. You've got to be the coach of these Aggies. We're gonna give you all the things you need. You say no,
man. First of all, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Simone, do you believe him?
No,
it's not. It's not. See, you got the best of both worlds. You went to UC Davis, and then you got to come to Sacramento. It's good. I mean, if you've never been to College Station, Brian, it's a little difficult, brother. It's in the middle of nowhere, man.
I've heard the horror stories of College Station, Texas.
Nothing going
Oklahoma.
On there.
Oklahoma. We want you to be as good as our softball program.
Oof.
You know what they paid Lincoln Riley.
Yeah,
when he was
they
there.
Did. Yeah. Mm. Oof. You ain't lying. I'm probably out in Oklahoma. Yeah.
You're good?
Yeah. Oklahoma. Even though Oklahoma's not.
See, it's not that weird.
Yeah. A little bit. I see you trying to put the parallel together, but.
It may not even be close, but I'm trying.
It's okay, man.
Yeah.
Look, if your stinger's up right now, I've never asked you that. So it just dawned on me.
It's always up. Oh, and I think what I've explained to people is like how it's when you work with anybody and like honestly, if you did spend 2 years at A&M or 2 years, like you would meet people and families and connections, and you still went to Texas.
True.
And
Very
it's
true.
Like, well, I care for that person, or I don't want to see that. I know that coach's wife or their kids, and I know what it means for them to win this conference title, or they did just lose a job, and man, that stinks for them. And
that's
I got
tough.
To know them for 4 or 5 years, and. You know, it's and then others, ADs, and just fans, and you're just connected.
Yeah, that's true. I get what you're saying.
I mean, I grew up in L.A. I like the Lakers. I mean, that's not even remotely on my radar anymore. I'm all in on the Kings.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
Well, you should have gave up that team. That team's terrible. But
good point right there, Jay.
It's tough to give up the alma mater. The one thing I always say about college sports compared to pro sports is most people, when it comes to colleges, they feel more attachment, and you see more rah-rah, more pageantry because – you lived it.
Yeah.
A lot of times you go to school, as you said, you go to school with these guys who are on the field. You have a class.
And you
share that.
To go there.
Very true.
Where
9 times out of 10.
The Kings drafted you, and then you got traded to the Pelicans, and now you're Nick, and then you're on the Heat. It's like, what? You didn't pick all of that road.
Truth.
Unless you're a free agent.
Yeah,
you know?
Very true. Sac State picked you, or you picked them? Or
like
a combination of both?
I'd like to think we were a marriage made in
And the
beautiful
moral,
thing.
The moral of this story is happy anniversary, Jason.
See, there we go. As a fellow Aggie, Kyle's bringing it home.
Yeah.
When's the last time? You go there every year because, you know, you don't go there every year, but you go there quite often when Sac State has to play UC
Davis.
Yeah,
every other year, yeah.
Right? When's the last time you've, like, really walked around the campus?
You know, it's around the campus. Around the campus, it's, I don't know. Probably
yeah,
since
years?
I was there.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
a long
right.
time ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Any of the,
professors?
Or,
no, it wasn't even then yet. Yeah.
The professors or anyone you attached to?
I mean, just
or any,
former
you know.
Friends, roommates.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
got
it.
You.
That's it.
Well, Sac State love here.
So I'm trying to start rumors with you going to A&M. No, we want you here. And other rumors that are out there NBA-wise, Zion. He's been talked about. I talked about him during the season, Jay. I think he's a puzzle because we don't have to debate his talent. We get it. And when he plays, he's a beast. He's a monster. It's it when he plays. And so I don't know what you're doing if you're New Orleans, because if you are really able and willing to move off him, you must be afraid that he's never going to play enough.
Yeah, injury prone.
That's
right?
The only thing. That's the only reason you'd do it. He is a franchise type guy. You drafted him. You wanted to be right by it. Obviously, if you get a haul for him, you got to be intrigued. But I almost wonder if you're the team that does trade for him, if you're willing to do it. That's the kind of thing that either ends up as GM of the year or you're fired.
Yeah, very true. You're attaching your name and your immediate future to Zion. I just saw someone post a picture today And it was C.J. McCollum, I guess, who's been working out with Zion. And Zion was on the bench press.
Uh-huh.
And he looked like he was getting ready to, you know, hit the bar. And looked like, the, you know, he's slimmed down a
okay.
little bit. You
okay.
know, now, of course, you can't see everything because he's laying down. But it sounds like, and according to C.J., that, you know, he's and the tweet, and let me find it so I can make sure.
I think I look better when I lay down.
That a boy. I think sometime it all happens that way.
Yeah.
You know, we'll ask Mrs. Ross. But if he is in better condition
mm-hmm.
than we've seen him over the last year or so, and if you can speak to him in this camp, and one thing about Zion, he's got a lot of off-the-court things going on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, big time.
Yeah.
That if you can get some type of confirmation and feel positive about what that meeting and the conversation and, you know, the future holds for Zion, I mean, I don't see any reason that you don't take the leap of faith to try to go get Zion.
So in that logic, I get it, but why is New Orleans doing it?
I think... And it,
if they do it.
Yeah. Part of it is this. Part of the off-the-court stuff right now is just very, very hot. Second part of it for me is you can wear out your welcome in a place, and even though you still have value, you have a lot of value sometimes, it can be lower as we, you know, to bring what you just said brought into it is, look, your value for Sac State probably is at a higher premium than your degree from UC Davis in your mind
at
this point. Yeah. And Sac State values that. And you've been the voice of Sac State for almost 25 years,
yeah.
almost, just
mm-hmm.
about.
25.
So that shows you that you have more value in what you're doing right now than that degree probably 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's where it's at, right? And that that's not the same parallel, but at the same time, I think sometimes, you know, you can get to a place in a certain area where – just doesn't work anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that's where it's at. The place for Zion in the area of New Orleans just doesn't work anymore. You
yeah,
know?
He's always targeted New York, bigger cities. They don't have to do that just to please him. If they
Truth.
Can get a return, I mean, again, I see it. You still have Ingram. If they move, there's been reports they wanted to get up to number two or three in the draft. Who knows what's real? Who knows if this is real? I love that this stuff comes out. I don't know. What kind of impact do you think it has on the guys, on the players?
Yeah, I think they learn at this point, especially Zion, you know, and again, I keep bringing up his off-the-court situation. Business is business.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, when you hear a player who's kind of been the first time they've been traded, or we hear Tyrese Halliburton, you know, he talked about his personal feelings compared to, like, learning it's business. While Buddy Hill was like, hey, look, man, it's just part of the game. Mm-hmm. I've already learned that. It happened with me years ago, and now I get it. And so I think for players, the first time going through it, it's probably a little difficult.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they've already been, you know, they've already experienced their first initial part of this being a business, an NBA. And, of course, it's probably going to, you know, it's going to wane on you a little bit. And I don't know Zion, but it sounds to be, you know, he's got a little he can be an impressionable mm-hmm. some certain times. And so I'm pretty sure it wanes on him a little bit. But hopefully, and again, that's why I brought up the tweet, maybe he sees something different now.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like, look. It's not, you know, I'm on the verge of everything was kind of given to me coming out of high school to Duke. And then, of course, being the number one pick, it was hands down was going to happen. He got a Nike deal, Jordan deal, all these different advertisements. And maybe this is the first time he's kind of hitting a little bit of reality.
Yeah. It happens.
You know, it's tough.
Yeah, it is.
It's tough.
So he's on the rumor mill. Dame Lillard's still on the rumor mill.
Would you take real quick?
Yeah.
Right now. Knowing what you know, and of course you don't have the opportunity to sit down while I am talking to Jason Ross. You are intertwined into the Sacramento Kings family, so you might be a part of the pitch if Zion comes. Would you take Zion? And, I mean, you're going to have to give up Keegan. Would you take the shot?
Oh, and it's way more than Keegan, though.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, way more.
Keegan picks, you probably have to throw Davion in there, a little money, you know. But, I mean, let's just say if you're not touching Domas and you're and not touching De'Aaron and Malik Monk, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm probably more of a risk taker. I'd do it.
Shooting for Zion. Shooting for the star. I'm with you.
I would. Because I think I'm immediately, even if you gave up everything, like a Gobert trade, picks for years.
Mm-hmm.
If you are entering next season with Zion Williamson, De'Aaron Fox, and Domantas Sabonis, how do you not have a chance to win the West?
I'm with you.
Now, it derails if he gets hurt.
Yeah.
It's a huge risk. This whole thing is a risk.
Truth.
Right? Fox can get hurt. Sabonis can get hurt. Nobody can get hurt. But I think you're in a different conversation if you have him.
Yeah. I'm living dangerously.
Yeah.
Send him away. Bring me Zion. Let's see if it works.
There you go, Monty. We fixed the Kings.
Hey, come on. Jason, you're close now.
Yeah.
You can make pick up the phone, text Monty, let him know.
All right. I think I might be able to get that done during this break. We'll come back. We'll get some Kings rumors. Is Harrison Barnes, who else is looking at him? What other things are involving the Kings? We've got that when we come back here on Sactown Sports and SactownSports.com.
Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sactown Sports.
Back here on Cattles and Rami, Jason Ross, Jay Johnson in this afternoon. We'll be back again tomorrow, too.
What's happening?
Yeah.
My boy Jay Ross.
Yes. Hanging out here. What'd you think? This is off-air stuff for those of you, and thank you for everyone checking us out on YouTube. Christopher Lodge just came in here for a moment. We just created an entire movie scene based off a bass song
Song. Yeah, I don't know how you guys put that together. But
was that entertaining? Would you see that movie?
Yeah, it was. At least I watched that scene. A short.
It's a short, but then, you know, we move on.
Yeah, YouTube. Started there, or put it on like Tubi or something where it's not going to cost a lot.
He could probably create it. He's more creative than me on that.
Yeah, I'd give you that. Yeah. You're a creative person too, my man.
But
you should just to see you guys put it together. Though,
it was like, pretty. You could sense quick, the thought process.
Yeah.
Well, there are rumors going on, Jay, here regarding the Sacramento Kings, and again, they're just rumors. We mentioned Bradley Beal before, and the Kings were linked at least, and maybe the thought was that they weren't willing to give up Keegan Murray and. I understand some of that. It looks like he's going to a Phoenix once that's all officially done and finalized. OG Anunoby is still out there as a rumor for the Kings. I had said this when that rumor first came out. Because I feel like Kings fans, and probably all teams fans get guilty of this, where they'll say, oh, yeah, well, we'll do it for, you know, this player, and like two future second-round picks.
I'm yep.
like, guys, there's another team involved
That's
here.
Right.
And they think highly of OG Anunoby. I personally think, I know there's been some reports that maybe they could do it without Keegan Murray, but I don't know if I'm listening if I'm Toronto without it being Keegan Murray.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, unless you come in with a plethora of some other things. Mm-hmm. I think maybe a Kevin Herter, Davion with some picks makes you think about it. Yeah,
okay.
You know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it makes sense.
Plus, he's only got 1 year left, and I think that's a little, not concerning, but maybe that lowers the value of what you can get. What do you think of just the name itself of him as a King? What does that do if the Kings somehow land him?
You know, me and Kevin Gleason spoke about this.
KG.
KG talked about OG last week, and I know he's the prototypical kind of 3-and-D guy that the league, you know, most people kind of look at in the league, but I don't think he's the star that most value him. You know, I think he's cut from the cloth of kind of like Tobias Harris for me, mm-hmm. where he's going to have good nights, he's going to have great nights, but there's always something left to be kind of wanted. You know, he's a good player, don't get me wrong. He's going to put up some numbers, he's going to help, you know, a team win. For me, though, I'm looking for more star power. You know, we talked about Zion.
Yeah.
I'm looking for someone who's either a number two most nights here for Sacramento and in many nights can be a number one. I'm looking for someone who can kind of create their own shot. I'm not sure he can create his own shot just yet. I think in the way, in the mold of what we're seeing, you know, in this league, OG's kind of turning into the real tip, like I said, the prototypical 3-and-D guy. Kind of, you know, I can shoot it. Decent percentage, pretty good percentage, I should say, but a heck of a defender, you know, and it makes sense. And he's kind of that third or fourth scorer. You might need a guy like a Malik Monk, you know, instant microwave to come off the bench and make sense. But I just, for me, OG doesn't do it.
Yeah,
for
so me. Based on our Zion conversation, and I think, I don't know if that, is your swing, and not swing and a miss, like your high risk, high reward, more Kings related, or just in general how you would be a GM if you were GM of the Pistons or of the Knicks or of the Nuggets?
This for me is for the Kings. Like,
okay.
I'm
so
looking for,
Kings
specific. I'm looking for more power, more punch,
yeah.
more vibe, more someone that's going to, like I said, someone on most nights is going to be the number two. But for me, and again, I've always said this with the caveat, it depends on how you see De'Aaron Fox. You know, most people believe De'Aaron Fox, and I can't argue as much as I probably could have last year in the fact that De'Aaron could be your number one. Again, I think for me, when I watch De'Aaron Fox, the last step for me is he doesn't make people around him as good as he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need someone who can handle the ball and also make people around them better. I'm not sure De'Aaron can do that on the highest of the highest level when we're talking about a star, right? And it's for me, it's got to be that type of person. And OG is not a shot creator.
Yeah, he's not the
answer
to that.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot the rock and I'm going to do it. I know the Kings need a lot of defense. That's what everybody keeps talking about. On the opposite side of the court, that's where he works. Again, I'm not saying that he's a good ball player. I'm not saying he can't develop into a great ball player. I'm just saying as a Sacramento King right now, from my point of view, I would want someone with a little more star power. Understanding and knowing, as you talked about, I'm going to have to give up something.
Sure. And I think that's where the league is. That's really where the rub of the whole league is to me. I think too many teams at times are guilty of thinking too far in the future.
Truth.
I mean, we're looking at a bunch of teams that are stockpiling picks, and that's a good spot to be in. But at some point, if you're OKC, you've got to turn that into production of a player. And you can't always have, hey, we've got control of the next five drafts. Who cares? I mean, to some extent, yes, but then once you got to turn that into something in Philly, like the process, it just got extended so far. You got to take a shot or make some movement done, and then kind of worry about it later. As long as you just don't absolutely mortgage the entirety of the future, you know, recklessly.
Yep.
But I think it more teams have to be in a, I say go for it now, but be as competitive as you can each and every year.
Agreed. And the other thing for me is. We've seen reports here at Yahoo, Raptors described as frustrating to deal with by NBA executives. Masai Ujiri is playing hardball. And one of the quotes that caught my eye in there in this article was another GM, not a rival to the Raptors, but another GM that was on record as saying the Raptors want to get blood from a stone. So that lets me know OG and Pascal Siakam. You know, Pascal's been on the trading block. So OG, you're definitely probably going to have to give up Keegan. Now, I will say this. If OG gets traded and it's for a bag of donuts, then I'd be upset.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we've got more to get to in this next hour, including a reminder at 4 o'clock, Bob Gerald, HoopObsession.com, will join us to talk about the upcoming draft, which is just 2 days away. But in the next hour, what should the Kings approach this offseason be? Jay and I have kind of touched on that. Harrison Barnes, there's some rumors with him. And Draymond, could he be in the mix? We'll talk about all that when we get started with the next hour here of Cattles and Rami on Sacktown Sports and SacktownSports.com.